Hey, this is Cambry.
What's up? This is Kelsey.
And you're listening to New Culture. Okay, so today we have Ashley on our show today.
Sister from another Mr. Ashley, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Yes.
So glad to be here.
All right. Well,
first, we kind of want to touch on last week's episode with James Bamboo. Just kind of touching base on something that James Bamboo said, which really sparked an idea just in our heads, period, just about, you know, Black people and the stigma on mental health and the things that we have to go through on a daily basis that are, I mean, pretty nerve-wracking. So, I mean, before we move any further, let's go ahead and get into the clip of what Bamboo said last week.
We don't live every day thinking that we can just simply be ourselves. We feel like we have to, you know, if I'm working at Cisco in New York, I feel like I have to. If I imagine me being a receptionist there, hey, good morning, good morning, good morning. I have to say it like that every single day. Whereas if I was at, you know, Morehouse School of Medicine, everybody's Black, I'd be like, hey, what up? How you doing? You good?
Exactly.
That's nerve-wracking, and that's too much pressure, and it's too much pressure that's been built up in all of us over the past since we've been brought here, and like. They can't see it that way.
And it's impossible, to people who are like, well, you know, slavery's over. And I was like, okay, well, oppression is not. So, yes, slavery might be over, but like I said, oppression is not. Racism is not. If it was over, you know, then I really wouldn't care. You know what I mean? Honestly.
It sucks. You know? Like, I truly hate that I even have to do that at my job, and I feel like I'm not being myself, you know? Like, you feel like you're this robot that you have to say it this way, or if I don't say it this way, I'm gonna get written of, or I'm gonna lose my job, or right. Somebody's gonna complain, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, we should be able to be ourselves, and people should hire us for us. I should not have to be on a phone interview and have to sound like this because I want the job, instead of being like, hey, like,
actually being relaxed and being yourself.
Exactly.
And I can relate to that. I feel like African Americans as a whole, like, when it comes to, you know, the workplace, we have to work twice as hard, you know, mm-hmm. to prove ourselves in any type of industry that we work in. Like, basically, like you said, we have to change up our voice, we have to change our appearance, our demeanor, all of that, like, in order to be fully accepted, because people already make their perceptions of us, like, you know.
Yeah.
It really sucks. No one else really has to do that. I feel like it's something that we have to deal with as people of color. Yeah.
Especially, I mean, definitely speaking on that, kind of touching base on natural hair, you know what I mean? Like, dreads aren't really accepted in the workplace.
Yeah.
Afros, you know, even like, you know, curly fros, like, it's like nothing is, you know, deemed acceptable per se. And I mean, I really don't understand that. It's like, you know, that's the hair that grows out of your head. Like, I mean, you can't change it. I mean, you can, but, you know, you shouldn't have to change that if you don't want to change it. You know what I mean? So just saying, you know, it's almost like bred into you from day one. Like, you know, you just hear from your parents, you know, well, like, you have to work twice as hard, or you have to do this and you have to do that. Definitely speaking to older generations too, because like some stuff that my grandma says, I'm like, why did you say that? Because she'll be like, well, the white people this and that. And I'm like, okay, but that's the time that she came from. And I feel like in generations to come, which we're starting to see a change now, mm-hmm. you know, in our generation as millennials, as more and more of us are becoming, you know, the higher ups in companies and things like that. So I'm excited to see that change, but it's like, it needs to come fast enough, because I cannot tell you how many times, you know, stuff has just been said to me, like, on the job, or it's just like, you know, stuff that even shouldn't really be said. Like, it's slightly racist, but like, mm-hmm. and you're at work, so you don't really know how to correct them.
Right.
So, I mean, I'll go ahead and give an experience.
I've done it. I've had to correct someone at work before. Recently, actually, this was about 3 months ago. I'm not going to say this girl's name, but it was a girl that I work with, and she felt comfortable enough to use the word nigga around me. And she's white. She claims that she's half Hispanic, whatever. She's not black. I had to confront her about it because I let it slide like probably like 5 or 6 times because I didn't want to be like, I guess, I don't know. I just like, I guess I didn't want her to get the wrong impression of me. I didn't want to come off too aggressively, but I told her like, look, I'm gonna need you not to say that around me anymore. I don't know what type of black people you hang around, who thinks that's acceptable, but I don't. And I'm gonna need you not to say that anymore. And she was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, dude. I just, you know, she's like, I had no idea. Like, you completely changed my perception of that. I'm not gonna say that anymore. I'm like, just don't say it to me. Don't say it around me.
Right. You shouldn't be saying it.
And I try to tell white people who say that, I'm like, okay, you said that around the wrong person.
They're gonna punch you in your mouth.
Exactly. Yeah, like, yeah. And not think twice about it because it's just a reaction.
Yeah. So you should appreciate me coming to you like, hey, like, chill.
Right.
I hate when people say, like, well, nobody should use the N-word. We took a word that was disrespectful, and it was just a very low word back when we were slaves. Mm-hmm. And we turned around and we made it something positive because that's what we do. That's what black people have to do all the time. Exactly. If I'm like, hey, Cameron, what's up, my nigga? That's fine because yes. I'm saying, like, hey, we cool. We homies. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't care. However they try to justify it, white folks cannot say nigga. Yeah. I do not care if it's just a word. To y'all, it may not have no meaning, but to us, rooted in our genes, like our
it's an automatic trigger.
Yeah, like our grandparents' parents, like, was called that, and it wasn't for something nice, you know. Even 50 years ago, back in
and people are still saying it now.
Yeah,
right. And thinking this shit is okay, like. They're trying to use it as a term of endearment towards each other, and you can't do that.
Right.
Like, if you want to go around and say, like, what's up, my beaner, or what's up, my cracker, I mean, do what you want to do, but nigga, no.
Yeah.
Right, and that's the thing.
That's ours.
But I feel that what's happened, honestly, is that, of course, you know, thank God for the Nielsen report that now it is known that black women are the most influential in the media, which is great. Now that's on paper, so that way we don't have to combat that anymore. Great.
Right.
But my thing is, you know, black culture is so normalized across, you know, TV and everywhere. I mean, everybody likes Migos, you know, everybody likes, you know, all the stuff that is, I don't want to say for us, because that's not necessarily what it's for, but you know what I mean? Like, those things are made by the black community, geared towards the black community. You know, the masses like it, that's great. You know what I mean? But at the same time, like, that's our culture. Like, pop culture is black culture at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, all the, like, everything, almost everything, if not everything, has came from us. And a lot of people don't realize that. So when you say things like that, you know what I mean? It's normalized because that's what you're hearing on the radio. You know, that's what you're hearing, you know, just in movies, TV, mm-hmm. wherever. But it's like, you know, that's black culture. And it's good for you to appreciate black culture. But there's some things that you just don't cross. Because if I were to go up, you know, to a person of a different race and call them a racial slur, you know what I mean? Like, it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, black people for years, you know, we've always, you know, I mean, where to Beyonce, but, you know, I can't even think of what the grandma says, but I'm not even going to go there. But, you know what I mean? We always, you know, turn lemons into lemonade, and in the form of, honestly, you know, laughing at our own oppression, because I mean, that's honestly what it is.
Exactly.
You know, it's just claiming something, you know, it's saying that, like, this is not going to hurt me anymore, per se.
It's that, but
definitely in the workplace, circling back to that, I had a job interview. This was not too long ago, maybe about 4 or 5 months ago, and it was at a Botox office. Not gonna say the name of what, but I really wanted to work here because I wanted to feel really bougie, you know. I'm like, I work in a Botox office, like, you know. So anyways, the owner was like, do you know such and such? And I'm like, no. And he's asking me, like, very adamantly, like, you know, you don't know them? And I'm like, no, like, I'm sorry. And then he was like, well, she's the other black employee here. And I gathered my shit so quick. I was like, thank you for your time, but I don't really think that this is a good position for me. I don't want to waste your time. Like, I mean, I told him straight up. But when I walked out of there, like, I really wanted to go back, like, and smack the shit out of him. But really, you know what I mean? First of all, that's not professional. Mm-hmm. Like, the community that we live in is so small.
Right.
So if I ever wanted to go work for another plastic surgery office, I'm not getting a job. But when you say things like that, you know, it's a stereotype. You know, well, all black people know each other. And it's like, okay, like, there's bunches of people that know each other. Like, all Mexican people aren't related, and all white people don't fuck each other's cousins. Like, come on now. Like, for real. Like, I mean, it's the same thing, you know. Yeah. Like, all Asians don't get A's, you know. Like, it's a stereotype, you know. So what am I supposed to, like, watermelon and chicken too? Like,
yeah.
Nigga, I got friends that are vegetarian and vegan that are black. Exactly. What are you saying? Exactly. Anyways, just, you know,
expand your horizons, man.
Yeah.
Just be more mindful to what you say around people, and don't listen to why they're so upset about it instead of trying to justify it. Because there's no way to justify it. You tell me the N-word, I'm about to be like, I think fuck not. Like, I'm not about to sit here and tolerate it. So at the end of the day, if somebody tells you this word, I don't feel comfortable with you using this word with me. Can you please not do that? Just don't do it. That's all that it takes.
And we have every right to feel that way, too. Mm-hmm.
And you can, okay, you cannot tell a black person about black people problems if you are not black.
Exactly.
So don't speak on issues that you don't know of.
Thank you. Because people who have never experienced discrimination or any type of oppression, they always have something to say.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Mm-hmm. They always try to, like, justify the shit that's happening, like, around the world or whatever. Like, take Colin Kaepernick, for example. Like, mm-hmm. that's, like, the big thing right now. I've been arguing back and forth with people about it because, you know, everybody's making a big deal over a fucking song and a flag and the troops and stuff. Everybody's acting like, oh, they're disrespecting our troops, they're disrespecting the country. It's not about that.
It was never about it.
It was never about that.
Mm-hmm. It was about police brutality. Like,
thank you.
The thing is, protesting against it. It was never about disrespecting the flag. It was never about disrespecting the troops. It was never about disrespecting the national anthem. That's not even for us anyway.
And here's another thing on this.
Looking at the wrong shit.
Exactly. But here's another thing on this too. Okay, so the military and, you know, the people that fight for our country, you know, we're thankful for them. Yes. But at the end of the day, they go and fight other countries and fight our war so that way we have that freedom to be able to stand, sit, kneel, whatever we want
to
do.
And that's what I tried to tell you. I'm pretty sure you saw my post that I put
actually be dragging everybody.
I had to drag somebody that I went to school with. Because I shared, what was it? It was a propaganda, like a little cartoon of Colin Kaepernick or whatever. And he commented on it and he said it's called respect. So I got him right together. I'm like, our troops fought for us to have the right to sit, stand, kneel, do whatever the fuck we want to do, make a sandwich, whatever we want to do during the national anthem, period.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't fight for our right to stand up for the flag or, you know, they fought for our right to do what we want to do. This is so-called a free country. When it's actually not, because that's what we're protesting.
Our president.
Because it's not a free country for us.
Right.
Well, y'all president. Y'all president. Don't even put his hand over his heart when it's the national anthem.
Exactly.
But y'all not shook about that. Exactly. Y'all not shook about that. So.
And what the fuck do y'all be doing while y'all watching these games and stuff?
Exactly.
While you at home. You be sitting on the couch eating potato chips and drinking a Miller Lite. Do you stand up for the national anthem then? No.
Do you take your hat off?
You don't.
Why are y'all worried about somebody kneeling for the national anthem? Like, come on now.
Right. And I mean,
seriously, y'all are really focusing on the wrong shit.
You know, the thing is, like, black issues have always been swept under the rug. Like, they're still continuing.
They're always trying to silence us.
Exactly. And so the thing is, like, finally, when there's somebody on national TV taking a stand, you know what I mean? Then y'all wouldn't have a problem with it. But, like, at the end of the day, like, how can you have a problem with this when, first of all, like, it's technically not even your problem. But if you wanted to fix the problem, how about you learn about why these people are doing this, mm-hmm. try to see their point, and, you know, make allies with them? Because at the end of the day, like, this is another thing, too. Like, Black Lives Matter. And what's crazy is, okay, my dad is white. So I try, like, I have to explain things to him because he doesn't get them. And when he's combative with me, that's when I really go there. And I try not to drag my father, but I've dragged my father and his family on Facebook. Like, and the thing is, like, when it comes to a certain point, you know, if you are not Black, do not speak on Black issues. I'm not Asian, so I cannot speak on Asian issues. I am not Mexican, Latino, whatever. I do not speak on those issues because, you know, I'd like to raise awareness about them because, you know, everybody needs help. You know what I mean? In their own communities of minorities, you know, whether it be whatever. Right. But you know what I mean? I don't speak on those issues and form an opinion on those issues because I have nothing to do with them.
Exactly.
So therefore, how can you tell me, a person of color, whether I'm half white, whatever, you know what I mean? How can you tell me a person of color that looks Black, you know, has to identify as Black, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Period. How can you tell me about issues that have nothing to do with you?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So,
and it's kind of hard too, because like in your situation, I was reading on Twitter earlier this week, this girl who was mixed, she was Black and white, had an argument with her mom, and basically her mom was mad because she posted hashtag take a knee, and her mom just started dragging her about white supremacy and like everybody should be equal, all this other stuff. She literally disowned her child, but you laid down with a Black man. So therefore, your child's going to have to experience things that Black people experience.
Oh, yeah.
But when she's standing up for her skin color and she's standing up for what's right, you want to turn around, flip the switch, and try to make it about racism. Mm-hmm. It's never about that. So people need to be mindful also and stop. First of all, stop fetishizing mixed kids. Oh, my gosh, I want to marry him because she's going to have nice hair. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to marry him because my child's going to have brown eyes. You know, stop doing that to children. Two, think about who you lay down with before you have kids, because it's not just about you. Your kids and your kids' kids are going to have to endure the same thing that you're enduring right now. So be mindful of that also. I know that was a side note, but I saw that earlier and I was upset.
All right. Well, good talk, guys.
Heck yeah. Thank you again, Ashley, for coming in. You want to throw out your socials?
My Facebook page is Ashley B. Evans. My Twitter is Real Ash the Brat. However, I mean, I'm not really that active on Twitter, but follow me anyway. Instagram, Ash the Brat, THE, not DA. So, yeah. So, follow me, y'all.
All right,
thank you so much, y'all. Thanks for listening.